Okay, we are God's chosen people. And the Bible clearly defines that for us. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse number 7 says, "Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it." Now, this is a key verse for them. They love referring to the tribulation as the time of Jacob's trouble. Okay. Now, even I heard a sermon the other day, actually a couple weeks ago, of a preacher pastor. And he was saying, he goes, "What these post-trib guys don't understand is, you know, they need to go through Daniel's trouble." Or it's like Jacob's 70th week. Yeah. It's like, it's Daniel's 70th week. The other one's called Jacob's trouble. Sometimes you got to teach them what they believe. It's called Jacob. I don't believe in Jacob's trouble the way you believe in it, but it's called Jacob's trouble, okay? Yeah. And here's the thing. They'll use this verse and they'll say, "There it is. The time of Jacob's trouble. The 7-year tribulation is for the Jews. It's God dealing with the Jews. We know that to be true. Why? Because the times of the Gentiles shall be fulfilled at the rapture. And after the rapture, all Israel shall be saved." We see the 144,000 of Jews, which are not Jews, they're of Israel. The Jews are going to be saved. And then in Revelation chapter 19, they'll see Jesus Christ, you know, coming in his white horse. And they'll say, "Oh, we were wrong. Let's believe real quick." Do you really think that's how it's going to go down? Here's the thing. People say that all the time. They're like, "Yeah, I think that makes sense. Because how can you not believe when you see him on the white horse?" They saw him come in a donkey and they still didn't believe. Yeah. Right? He came into his own and his own received him not. Amen. And then here's the thing. In Revelation chapter 19, he comes with a lot of wrath. And he's coming to kill a lot of people. In the Gospels, he came resurrecting people. He came performing miracles. He did things that no man has ever done. And they still didn't believe on him. So don't tell me that just because he comes on a white horse, if it's a black horse, if it's a pink horse, no, they won't believe no matter what horse he comes in. That's just the bottom line.